What's your second line therapy in the poor prognosis patients?
Currently, very few patients are receiving cytokines first line. With the positive data for sunitinib, for sorafenib, for temsirolimus, the only cytokine that still has a role in first line treatment is high-dose interleukin-2, which is given to a minority of patients. For the most part, the optimal therapy for most patients first line is sunitinib, based on its high level of activity in a randomized phase 3 trial that encompassed all the MSKCC risk groups. Granted, in that trial, the majority had favorable and intermediate risk features, but there were patients with poor risk features as well. With that study in particular, cytokines are no longer given on a low-dose outpatient schedule. So second-line treatment now is primarily for patients that have progressed on sunitinib, and there is a paucity of data with regard to efficacy of agents following progression to sunitinib. For the most part, in clinical practice, the patients have been treated with sorafenib as second-line treatment. Since the large pivotal phase 3 trial of sorafenib was conducted in second-line patients, and also there has been enthusiasm from both patients and physicians for the targeted therapies. So for the most part, the patients who progressed on sunitinib are offered sorafenib. What's occurred more recently in the United States is with the approval of temsirolimus, one of the questions that we have is, what's the role for temsirolimus in second-line therapy following sunitinib treatment? It's attractive because temsirolimus has a different mechanism of action and demonstrated activity in a poor-risk group. And so I think that this remains an option now in clinical practice, that patients could receive temsirolimus second or third line. But as of yet, we don't have hard data for the best agent in second line or the actual efficacy. And in fact, this is an area of intense investigation, and there's a large phase 3 trial that opened accrual just within the last month or so ago. It's a study of sorafenib versus temsirolimus in second line therapy following progression of sunitinib. So this study we think will accrue rapidly. It's a worldwide trial and will give us good information about what's the best agent to use in this setting.
What about Bev?
Well, currently, bevacizumab is not approved for the use of renal cell carcinoma in the United States. There certainly is intriguing and promising data from the available studies. The clinical trial by Yang et al. Demonstrated improvement in progression-free survival following cytokine treatment. And the clinical trial, the large phase 3 presented by Bernard Escudier at ASCO, showed that interferon plus bevacizumab has a strikingly improved progression-free survival compared to interferon alone. In terms of current practice, this study could potentially lead to regulatory approval and community use, but I don't believe we're at that point yet in the United States.